Have a nice triple. See you next fall. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, a show about things fun and interesting to the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just going to be here hanging out with you for a little while, having some beers, talking about the beers we had before, and some beers we're looking out for. Then our listeners will call us, tell us what's going on with them. We just get, we're just a little craft beer community. They like to have fun drinking their beer, drinking good beers. And thanks for joining us. This is the 429th episode of The Perfect Pour. And before the show, we are tailgating. And I went through a whole can, 12-ounce can, guys.
What?
Yeah. Dust Bowl's Hops IPA. It's a double. West Coasty. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. Okay. Very unprofessional.
Apparently, it's extra hoppy.
Yep. Apparently. Always good. The date was fine. My sister got this six pack when she was in Monterey because Dust Bowl's in Monterey.
What the what?
Doesn't make sense to me either, but. Dust Bowl's in Monterey.
Last place you find Dust Bowl.
And I'm getting ready to open a new one. What do you got there, Matt?
Just beer.
Beer. That's all you need to know. It's generic. It's
what's
beer.
For dinner?
I'm not drinking anything new this evening, so it's not even worth mentioning. So.
Boring. Water.
I love gold.
I just opened up
for a show beer.
Does it sound like a lager? You're right.
Yeah.
16-ounce can pale lager. Golden Glow.
Pale lagery.
From Central Coast Brewing. What you got, Nick?
Is that a market find? Or
what you yes, from the market. They got new batch in.
New batches. I'm sipping on last year's release of Rush Hour. This was in a 16-ounce can.
Oh man, we've got to get Nick some new beer over there.
Yeah, maybe. I'm kind of enjoying running out my fridge beers, I guess, that I've been staring at forever, but never
clearing got them out. To.
You know, these are all beers I've been saving for when people come over. Nobody comes over anymore.
Nobody comes over anywhere. Everyone stays where they're at.
Stay back. So, clear it out. We're going to start 2022 fresh.
Oh. A
whole new fridge of beers.
That's your goal. Your pre-New Year's resolution is to have a clean fridge for your New Year's party.
Clean. Yeah, there we go. My New Year's party.
Or the Super Bowl or whatever.
Also, nobody will be coming to that. Yes, this week I totally thought the World Series was already happening, which it's not.
No. Playoffs. The
two league California playoffs. Teams in the playoffs. That's kind of cool. I mean, the World Series.
Nope. Just the National League Championship Series. All right, now that's the divisional, actually.
I knew that. Divisional.
Yeah.
I was going to say divisional right now.
Yeah, we're in the divisionals.
So, yeah. Nobody knows what's next. Anymore. My first show beer, I guess. We'll have to see what's left.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we'll see.
Dwindling.
How deep
I'm guessing it's going to be above 9% next.
Oh, my gosh. Getting dangerous here. Who knows what's going to happen later?
Carlo.
Do you have some culture for us? Some beers to look out for? Some items of interest?
Is what? You're going to find them?
I'm going to find them.
You're going to find them. Anderson Valley says they will never make hard seltzers.
Wow.
Do you believe it?
That's what Stone said, and they made the hard seltzer, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
We're never going to do it.
Well, never going to do it.
You know what? We just said fuck it.
Sure, Anderson Valley. Anderson Valley sounds like it always feels like a brewery that would make seltzer anyway. I don't know why. Or maybe like ciders. I see them making ciders more.
Maybe this is the name of the beer. Maybe it's I will never make hard seltzer.
Seltzer.
The seltzer.
Now it's everything's going to be that SNL skit from last weekend.
Oh, I missed it. What happened?
What? You didn't watch it?
No. Nope.
It was posted twice on the forum.
Oh, great. Yep, paid attention.
It was
to that.
An SNL bit, and it was about seltzers, and just like it would just, you know, how SNL bits go. It starts with like, we're drinking these seltzers, and then it kept ramping up the craziness of the seltzer, like who was making seltzers, and it ended up just being like, look, desk seltzer, and then, you know. So yeah, seltzers are over now. They're getting sketches on SNL. So
they're getting sketchy. All right, even Ten Barrel's making seltzers. You see that?
Well, God, I assume
Ten Barrel seltzer.
I'm sure Budweiser's like, you guys are making seltzers now. Wait, we don't want to make seltzers. You're making seltzers now.
God, did I hear you say?
Yeah,
you
did I
make more
fucking
seltzer?
Stutter? Ten Barrel, you're making Barrel seltzers now. Oh, okay, yes, AB.
All right, Captain. Oscar Blues is getting into the tiki style beer game with two beers.
Oh,
that's Lost
still,
Grog
that's still
tiki
happening, huh?
Beer. Huh?
The tiki's still happening, huh?
Yeah, tiki's still happening.
We're not done with it yet. Okay, that's good.
No. Oh no, we're in the midst of the mid-century modern revival, so tiki everything
okay.
is going to be cool for a while. Actually, bar carts do need to come back.
Ooh. I need to get a little outdoor bar fridge. When I was in San Diego, my friend has one of those little barbecue outdoor bars with the barbecue built in.
Yeah.
And he's got one of those little beer fridges in it. I'm like,
beer fridge.
I'm like, man, this is a life right here.
2022 personal beer retreat is going to be happening, huh?
Yeah.
Personal beer garden.
So beer garden. I'm going to hire.
I could think of that word.
I'm going to hire the Nick 80 to come over and design me a.
Yeah. Personal beer garden expert.
Yep. You're going to bring in some experts.
Barrels with plastic chain for separation.
Nope, not cheap shit.
Nope, we're going real, huh? We want real. Cinder block, CMU.
Nope.
Barricade.
I like that, I don't know what kind of fencing it is, that farm style. It's not chicken wire, but it's it's wire, but it's like block, squares.
Mm-hmm.
See-through. Mm-hmm. It's kind of farm fencing.
Okay.
That a lot of times they'll be like the little front yard kind of fences. You know, those like 2 foot high fences. I want that. That's what I want.
There you go.
My beer garden.
Okay. All right. You want like a gate in there? Or
sure.
Like
sure. I mean, I can't have children wandering in the beer garden and drinking.
That's right. You want an elevated platform for your lounge chair?
Sure. Yeah. No, no, honey, you can't come in here. This is a beer garden.
Daddy! It's a beer garden.
Daddy, no, no, no. This is Daddy's beer garden. You can't come in here. It's illegal.
Yeah.
They send me to jail, Daddy. Yeah, they will. I'm not going to bail you out.
So you want to sign this as no persons under 21.
Yep. All parents are like, can we get this?
How about this? How about we get you a fishing pole with a magnet on it? And that way, when your kid walks by with a wagon full of cold beer, you could just kind of pluck your own.
Sounds good.
All right.
Any more beer garden ideas, you just throw them out there throughout the show.
Oh, you got it. The wheels are turning. Let's see what else.
So, Tiki, the Tiki, Colorado Tiki.
Are you an umbrella guy or an easy up kind of guy?
No, I'm umbrella. Easy ups. Easy ups just look too temporary.
Ah.
Easy ups are for soccer tournaments. What soccer is this, tournaments tournament and Burning Man.
Yeah.
Track and soccer. That's easy up territory.
Mm-hmm. So umbrella screams drinking during the day.
Yeah. Umbrella's permanent.
I like it. Yeah. Cano Bliss Tiki IPA.
Okay.
Is their second flavor. Tropical, spicy, and sweet. Are you in for, do you like a spicy IPA?
Once in a while. I'm not going to.
It's a spicy IPA.
I would try it at a brewery where I'm like looking to try new things. I would try that, but I'm probably not going to think about it otherwise.
Uh-huh. So there's one spot left in your mixed six pack to save 10%. Are you?
Oh, yeah. A mixed 12 pack, six pack, whatever. I'll do it there. Or, at a brewery, just to try. Give me a little taster. I'll get Matt to give me a little taster.
Have you done a flight lately?
No. I almost did at Pure, the remote tap room at Pure, and then I was like, I don't feel like I don't feel like waiting for the whole setup of like five beers. Like, it's not enough. Like the tasters are just. I need more than the taster, man. I gotta get fucked up right now.
So 2 16-ounces versus.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, give me 2 16-ounces. That the other one's for my friend, not for me. That'd be too much drinking at once. It's for my friend over there. That at the empty table that he's in the bathroom. He's pooping.
Do you carry an extra flannel with you everywhere and put it on the chair?
Yeah, like see that the flannel on that's him. That's where he's sitting.
My friend.
But he's like over there scoring or something. I don't know. He'll be back because he's my friend that I have.
I'm just an old married dude. I didn't
show up here alone. Drinking two beers at once. Nope, not me. I got a lot of friends. They all of people like me.
That's a classic show night move where, like, you know the bar's crowded, so you get two because you don't want to have to fight the crowd again.
Oh, yeah.
Within the next 20 minutes.
I do that. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need. I'm not going to go through this line again for a while. Yeah. And I need to get ripped right now. I'll lose my buzz getting back in this line. One beer for your enjoyment and then one to keep your buzz alive while you wait for.
So you need a line beer.
Another beer.
And then a get back to your seat beer.
Right. At your seat, you don't have to do your seat beer. Then you get up with your next beer and get in line.
Get in line. And then order two more.
Yep.
Rinse and repeat.
Yep. Until you don't remember the night anymore.
I went where?
Where did I go? No, I didn't. Show up in the brewery's Instagram the next day. Like, whoa, fuck, there I am.
I'm all over the board.
Like, whoa. Man, I was having a good time.
Look at me.
Look at me there.
I had a great time.
Let's see what else. What else is happening?
What else, Nick?
I don't know. Bunch of stuff.
I don't know.
Looking out for Soul Crusher Stock Ale from our friends at Dust Bowl Brewing.
Stock Ale?
I don't know what a stock ale is, but it is 13% ABV, so I believe I won't give a shit what a stock ale is when I'm done drinking it.
It makes you take stock in your life with that 13%. That's a stock ale.
Hey,
you're just like,
stock ale.
It's like, what am I doing, man?
Is this all what am I doing with my
is
life?
Is this all there is?
Fine. Yeah. I wonder. Curious to see what it tastes like. Maybe it's an old world ale. I don't know.
Maybe it's like a strong ale?
Probably.
I mean, I've heard stock ales, but I'm just struggling to like figure out exactly what's the difference.
It's dark fruit notes, flavor of liquid rum cake.
No. No, I'm out.
Yeah, no liquid rum cake.
Nah, I just went home.
Available now at tap rooms and retailers across the CA. I don't know. I'm going to give it a try. Right. I come across
one. Take stock in it.
I want to see it. In my hand. In my garden. In my beer garden. What about bamboo fencing?
What about the bamboo fencing?
Bamboo fencing.
Yeah.
And then you could play like little sounds on the
tiki tiki tiki. You just play the tiki tiki room record over and over. In the tiki 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 room.
Seems so low he can't hear you. Let's see. I think that's all my stuff.
All right. Well, if you find something, let us know, Matt.
All right. Yes.
Do you have things to share with the class?
On towel.
Yeah. For those that are listening on Friday and or Saturday, it is Capital Beer Fest weekend, so cheers to those that made it out. Cheers to those that are driving up. Hope you get to try all the beers. Yeah.
Are you going to be there?
No. Tioga Peoples will be there, but not myself.
Uh-huh. Will Tioga be pouring or just attending?
Yes, pouring.
So it's none back. Other this than is the game a, James will be out there. This has been gone for a couple years, and the one where they put it out there in the outside, and it's a big old thing right there in downtown Sacramento.
I'm trying to kill time till the brother comes back because there's like a participation element from both of you.
Oh my gosh, we got to participate! Oh jeez.
But the event, I believe, is running from till 4 p.m. If you get the VIP ticket, you get the extra hour from 12 to 1.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta get it is hour. A tokenless beer tasting. They're going to have several different breweries. If you're a non-drinker or just there for music, they have a $15 admission for that.
I'm just here for the music.
Free bike valet. $5 all-day car parking. The light rail will be feeding into there. 20-plus food vendors. And all proceeds benefit a local nonprofit Running for Rhett Foundation. So it's kind of a cool event. You get to drink some beer. Proceeds will help the nonprofit organization. And, yeah, should be a good time. But the participation element for both of you
is gold.
I want to see if you guys can name out a couple breweries, and I'll see if they're signed up for the Capital Beer Fest, and I can tell you what they're pouring.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, we got a guess?
Just name two California breweries, and I'll see if they're there.
Stone Brewing.
Jeez.
And Russian River.
Stone is not listed.
What?
What?
Wow.
The most, like, number one brewery, I would assume, is there. It's not there.
And they're not there.
Russian River.
Not on the list either.
What's going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
What the hell?
Where is this taking place? Sacramento? Yeah.
Yep.
Brother? Let's see if Track 7 is still a thing.
They will still have Hazy Panic, Tracktoberfest, and Betty Cobbler.
Betty Cobbler.
Ooh. Has to be California breweries, huh?
Yep.
Very elitist.
Well, Faction, yeah. I guess so.
That's it. That Nick's track. Nick's out of California breweries. He's like, yeah, I name one. What more you want from me?
They'll have 1970s lager and Diverge IPA.
I was trying to think of stuff I haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah, I guess there's some non-California ones on here too.
Boo.
There's
the shoots. North Coast.
Well, I couldn't remember if Ninkasi was California or not.
Ninkasi's just there, on the Oregon. Other side of the border.
Oregon.
North
They're
Coast.
They're not on there, though.
North Coast.
North Coast. Goose Eggs. There's North Spur.
No, thank you.
Mammoth. Mikey's.
Mammoth Brewing.
Woodlands.
Nope. Again, no.
Jesus. Is anyone going to be there?
Is anyone going to be there?
There's Morgan Territory.
Oh. Woo. One got me all dingly.
Humboldt Brewing.
Oh, look at that. Pulled that one out.
Digging in.
Unfortunately, not Humboldt.
Bam, 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 bam. 21st Amendment.
Ooh, nice one. Nice.
Oh.
I just opened up El Segundo, a new El Segundo beer. Change of plans. Hazy IPA. Yeah. El Segundo.
Also, this podcast.
No 21st.
No 20. What? I'm naming like breweries that would just normally just are locks for something like that, and they're not there. Okay.
Yeah.
House of Pendragon.
Local reference.
Local reference. Crow and Wolf.
Oh, I already closed the page, but neither of those will be there.
Oh, I moved on. I'm on the TikTok now.
The ticky ducky.
Beer TikTok has blown up in the past month.
What?
Yeah, agreed. There's like a lot of beer. They've a lot of the Instagram. Beer Instagram people are on TikTok now, doing TikTok-y things.
What's the most TikTok thing you've seen so far?
Of a beer? Just sort of the obvious stuff. They'll do whatever TikTok trend is happening, and then adapt it to a beer situation.
Yeah. TikTok beer dance, but slam a beer afterward.
Yeah, not as much the dancing, but like just the meme, audio meme, I would call them almost versions of where, you know, it's like one little line, but then they adapt it to a beer situation. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that going around beer TikTok. What else, Matt?
That's all I really got this week.
Capital Beer Fest. Get ready. Hopefully there'll be some, maybe there'll be a Get It Capital Beer Fest. Feels like a place that Get It would happen. We've got Sacramento reps. We've got Northern California listeners, some.
Oh, yeah. All the NorCal.
Feel like a Get It, we'll have them. Report back. Somebody gets it. Report back. Well, if you guys don't have any other things, I would like to bring up that we won nothing from the North American Guild of Beer Writers Awards. NAGBW. There is a podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast best podcast segment. We didn't get it.
Did we submit?
No, we didn't submit there. Yeah. Apparently, somebody has to submit you, or you have to submit yourself. And I'm not about submitting myself for things. So. We have to rely on somebody else submitting us. It's not one of those awards where they pick it. They look around and pick it. They just pick from whatever got submitted. The podcasts that won are just like not in the mainstream of like the top 10 in the iTunes beer podcasts. So I'm just like, all right, whatever.
Whatever, man.
So don't look for us there because we're not there.
Yeah,
that's right. Maybe you brought this up last week and I slept on it, but you know it's narwhal season, right?
Narwhal season.
Yes. New fresh six packs of narwhal are hitting the shelves.
We didn't talk about it. I meant to. But so yes, you're correct.
Find your narwhal
bottle. No, you know what? I got sidetracked. Last week was Celebration.
Oh, Celebration messed up narwhal, the beginning of narwhal season.
Yeah. So narwhal should be in, and we're preparing for Celebration.
Yeah. So you haven't gotten any narwhal yet, or I don't want to mess up Bincott's, but.
No, I haven't left the house last week, so.
All right.
Could be out there waiting for
the narwhal. It's out there. Da-da-da.
Like the narwhal signals in the air, and I just haven't looked up in the sky.
Yeah. Also, kind of related, but it's also Firestone Walker anniversary ale time. This is their 25th anniversary.
Ooh, big one.
Getting released. And I have the breakdown of what, because their anniversary beer is always a blend of their other beers.
Yeah, but I'm kind of scared because they came out with some bullshit this year.
Came out with some bullshit. 41% parabola.
All right. You had me at parabola.
28% tequila barrel merkin.
See?
Uh-oh.
See?
Uh-oh.
This is the shit I'm talking about.
Too much tequila barrel merkin?
Yeah. Is this really necessary?
13% brandy barrel barley wine.
Wow.
8% whiskey barrel wheat wine. And 10% sticky monkey.
Ooh.
That's this year's anniversary ale.
Is it 12-ounce bottles?
Yeah, I think it is, actually. I'm not sure on that. I don't have that written down, but I feel like it wasn't a bomber. I'm sure it probably is a bomber, but I feel like it was in manageable bottles.
Sticky Monkey is a Central Coast quad.
Quad.
Oh, so sounds Belgian-y.
Yeah. And there's one to look out for. There's a new one from Stone Brewing called Cloud Gazer. It is a West Coast IPA, full, crisp, and dry. And I never see Stone anymore, so I guess I got to go to BevMo or Total Wine if I want to have that beer.
Man.
Oh, man.
Big box store beer.
Box store beer.
Room temperature.
Room temp beer.
Oh, man, I'm all out of cash.
Oh, man, I'm all out of cash. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? This is the part of the show where you, the listener, can participate and tell us things for us to sit back and listen to.
Six back.
You can get on the show two different ways. You can call us and leave a voicemail for us. We have a 24/7 voicemail line for the Dorktown Podcast Collective. It is 559-492-0542. You got 3 minutes or less to leave us a message there. Or you can record something yourself and send that file to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to start with the emailed voicemails this week because I got an alert to make sure to play the emailed ones before the traditional ones this week. So let's see who's going to start us off this week is...
Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now here's Taylor with a chance to be a hero. Reyes fires.
This is baseball, guys.
Deep left field. This is way back. Welcome off, Chris Taylor. The Dodgers are walking off to San Francisco.
What are the homies? Dodger Beer Chew here. Had to stop listening to the podcast. You brought the question about Golden Road at Dodger Stadium. I tried making this voicemail like 5, 6, 7 times, and I keep going over the 3-minute mark, so I'm trying to just speed through it, homie. Golden Road at Dodger Stadium, that sign ain't as big as it is. It just looks that big when you're watching the game on TV. Underneath that sign, there's a nice little beer garden, which I really don't visit because it's all Golden Road beers. There is a section over in behind home plate, Yellow Level Reserve, and it's a craft, they call it a craft pub or something. You walk up to, it's a kiosk, there's people back there, you order some beers. They do have Santa Monica IPA and Santa Monica Pale Ale. They do have Sierra Nevada. They do have some other beers that I really don't care for that I wonder if they're craft or not, like the Kershaw Curve Wheat Ale. I don't think that might not be craft, but I won't drink it because it is a wheat beer. If I had the opportunity to put a brewery up there, there's only one, homie. There's other breweries out there that do make Dodger beers, but they're dedicated to a Dodger player. Like Aerolodge, they make Belly Bomb. Whoever makes this Kershaw Curve Wheat Ale, I don't know who makes that. I'm not going to, you know, I don't care for it. There's only one brewery that I noticed that dedicates their beer to the community, the Dodger Nation, homie, to the Dodgers team, to everything that is blue and white. That's it. And that's Highland Park Brewery, only minutes away from the stadium. The stadium's located in the heart of, not in the heart, but on the edge of Chinatown. And Dodger Stadium is at the edge of Chinatown. So there you have it. It's only minutes away. This beer's called Baseball. It has the colors of Dodgers, the Dodgers scheme colors. And it's dedicated to the Dodger Nation, to the community, to the team, to everything that is LA, everything that is baseball. The heavenly, heavenly game of baseball. Baseball is my favorite sport that I enjoy, that I really look forward to. And, you know, it's amazing. Highland Park Brewery would overtake that. And just baseball would be like the number one beer on every tap anywhere you go would be baseball or in cans, homie. Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. Hit Highland Park, go to a Dodger game, enjoy some baseball, craft beer, and the Dodger dogs aren't really that good. I would totally recommend just not eating there and then going to Avenue 52. This is Chew Your Beer, Holmes. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Bro, you did it. Man, that's the first time I've heard a Dodger fan diss the Dodger dogs. Man, it's bold. So, Chew, I put El Segundo as that should be a craft beer represented in the stadium, but Highland Park, a vote for Highland Park. I'm going to just go with Chew on that.
Then you get the Dodger dogs at $5 cheaper in the parking lot after the game.
The game old Dodger dogs. Game old Dodger dogs here.
We're walking to a concert.
Get your game old Dodger dogs.
By River North and had a beer or two. And now we're going to walk like 10 minutes down the street to go to a show. I don't know if you guys like country, but it's Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
So
I know Nick listens because he put a picture of their album on his Instagram.
Oh, he has the voice too of the Brothers Osborne.
But Brothers Osborne.
It is my fault.
It's awesome.
It is pretty awesome.
So
don't give me that look,
Mikey. For the train station thing, we were all by ourselves because transportation in Colorado is a very new thing.
Yeah.
So there's not many people at the train station. So you can do it.
I'm not taking that train.
Yeah, I mean, Mikey, you can drink a beer in King Supers, or what do you guys have? Ralph's or something?
Kroger.
Yeah,
Ralph's is Southern California.
At Ralph's that you haven't purchased yet, and then give it to the cashier and be like, "Ring this up for me." No,
here comes a train again.
You get busted for that. But the rules are...
No, you shouldn't drink a beer. Like, you drink...
No, that's an extreme example of, like, the rules are not being rules or...
You drink what do you call it? Red Bull.
Oh, yeah, what's, I had a cashier drink a Red Bull before we got to the checkout. I don't know. I feel like it's not a big deal. But, well, Janine's right, a beer's like... I'm just saying, next level, there's really not a lot of rules in life unless you make them for yourself.
Ooh.
No, I mean, you could... Definitely go to jail. Come on.
I think Matt understood why it was a bad question that you asked last week.
Oh, also, I think that Nick's holding out. We heard some drops, like Nick talking some. What about Pete and Repeat? So, Nick, where'd you come up with that? Is that something?
So, were you guys completely oblivious to the Letterkenny references?
Barely.
Just wondering.
Anyway, off to the show. Have fun and keep this one to 2 minutes.
And keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
What are we missing? We're missing something.
I'm holding out.
I don't know, man.
I've only seen the Letterkenny a couple times. It's like a strange Canadian sitcom.
I don't even know what that is. All I hear when I hear Kenny, I just think South Park, especially Coloradans.
I'm a Slater Kenny fan.
Oh, Slater Kenny?
Not Slater Keen.
Slater Keen. Hmm.
It's a YouTube sensation. Oh, I guess it's on Hulu.
We're close. Feel the way you do. Watch out. Stay off the tracks.
Holding that.
Hey, perfect. Hold that. So, roll call, I guess. Who's there tonight?
Me?
Oh, so all you guys aren't cool enough to have gotten tickets to go see Flogging Molly and Violent Femmes tonight in Fresno.
Okay. I was going to, too.
Anyways.
Where is that? Is that
Wilbur Park? last weekend during the Untapped Festival. I was trying to get Mikey to come out Saturday to the Untapped Saturday show. Yeah. And, you know, he and I tossed a couple texts back and forth. And since I knew he was seeing Pearl Jam there on Friday night, I left him a text that summarized how Friday went.
I'm the first mammal to wear pants, yeah.
A lot of fun for There Does Not Exist Brewing. And I want everyone to pull up the Pearl Jam songs. Just go ahead and Googleize that. Because here's the text. I want to read the text that I sent to Mikey. Uh-oh. Stand by.
Uh-oh.
So in typical dad fashion, I tried to add in as many Pearl Jam song puns as possible. So here we go.
Oh, yeah.
We had even flow issues early. But I brought my buddy Jeremy. We had to just breathe, and we knew that I'd be a better man. We got release, and the problems were nothing, man. So here's a trivia question. How many Pearl Jam songs did I just name? I guess I'll call next week. I guess that's a way to kind of force me to call 2 weeks in a row. And give you the magical answer.
Six. That was six.
Yeah. Oh, and hey, also tonight on the undercard for that undercard, also playing, I guess, opening. Duh, it's a music act. Opening are a fun little band called Me First and the Gimme Gimme Gimmies. Check them out on Spotify.
Ooh.
I think you'll enjoy them.
I just came back.
Keep the good work, guys.
Too many gimme gimmies. Gimme too many gimmies.
Oh, we're lo-fi. What happened?
Been like that, bro. Yeah, Pearl Jam was great. Mike McCready kicked ass. He was on fire.
Oh yeah.
I wish I'd seen your face. Small town forgets her. I just want to scream, hello!
I think it was, how many Pearl Jam songs did Jim reference? What's your guess?
Too many.
Oh, not a fan. Matt is not more a Pearl Jam fan. You're not old enough, man. You're too young.
No, I was alive during Pearl Jam. Doesn't mean alive. I cared for it.
Wait, you like STP, but you don't like Pearl Jam? Not that they're the same band.
That is correct.
All right.
I'd sooner adopt Red Hot Chili Peppers into the grunge scene from the Pacific Northwest than, like, care about Pearl Jam.
Wow. All right. They're like, Pearl Jam's like pretty much the only Seattle band and it's that you can see that's pretty much their original band that's around there now. With the Soundgarden's drummer, basically.
No, you still got Mark Lanegan, bro.
Bro.
I mean, Alice in Chains is close, but no Layne Staley.
Missing one member.
No, they're missing two.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that's right.
Two have passed.
Yeah.
But
Okay,
now Alice in Chains still sounds good. Long as you got a... Oh, sad. We're getting old. Our bands can't make it anymore. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm getting old. No one else is getting old. Yeah, Jim tried to hook me up for that Untapped Festival via... I couldn't... I tried to get them to go to Untapped Festival. They're like, nah, we're not doing that. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Not happening.
More voicemails.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazzy Corvette. Really quick, on Untapped, do you ever cheers your own check-in? Just asking.
Like, man, it's a good check-in.
Going through...
Cheers!
The feed and like, cheersing everyone as I going through. And I hit my own post, and I thought, that's fun. Maybe I can cheers myself. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm in Fresno.
What?
Whoa.
And thanks, Bearded Brewer.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for what? Cheers.
He stopped by the tap room. He likes to stop by on Wednesdays, and there's one of our favorite food trucks. They're called Wing Your Bill. They do chicken wings, popcorn chicken, burger sliders, and whatnot. So there's that. And he usually tries to grab a quick dinner, grab a couple pints, and then get something for the hotel room. And I was like, oh, there's new triple dry hop. You got to get this. And I said, have you had the Amarillo? And he heard, have you had the Amber or something like that? And so I just put this can in front of him and was like, well, there you go. There's the nightcap. And so that's probably what he's referencing.
Okay. I got to try that. I might go down there Saturday.
Get a flight.
Yeah.
I don't know if Saturday is going to be crazy.
Cause get a flight of Amarillo street. TDH. What?
Saturday is the boxing match, so it's going to be pretty crazy.
At the Chuck E. Cheese.
I was going to say, as far as Wazoo, I don't know if he had any chocolate chip cookies tonight, though. Because that was a pretty big thing.
Keeps hitting the microphone?
What?
You, Matt.
What?
What microphone are you? Something keeps hitting your microphone. Knock it off.
The usual Sennheiser.
But something keeps hitting it. I'm putting on my audio guy. I'm putting on my Reed May shirt.
Engineer Michael.
Yeah, it's on the Sennheiser. It's not on my headphones.
Everything's
so.
Fine now. Okay. Something was happening.
But anyways, the last time he called in, he talked about having a nightcap with chocolate chip cookies and beer. He didn't mention anything about cookies this time. Just beer. So,
well, chocolate chip cookies are a good pairing with IPAs. I will concur with this. That's enough of the email voicemails. Thank you, Wazoo. He's practically a Fresnan.
Don't tell him that. He'll never come back.
He's like, don't ever call me that. There's some traditional ones, and there are some traditional voicemails this week. Look at that. Oh, shit. God dang it. Son of a bitch. Come on. Having some cable issues here. Hopefully this work. Pretty mic. Everything's gonna be okay.
My new band name? Seventh Inning Denogonizer. Thanks to Nick. Hey guys, it is Paul. I'm calling you with some very critical local news. Devastating for some. My old alma mater, Iron Springs, has been bought out by Hen House.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, that's good.
Some people will think that's great news. Others will be heartbroken. A lot of locals are going to be heartbroken. I know that they were having some financial issues thanks to COVID and probably never totally recovered. Hen House, I have mixed feelings on Hen House. I know them. I know the original guys. They're cool. They're super cool. But they've always... They're owned by an investment group. I mean, so they're indie, but they have this like growth strategy that's kind of getting annoying.
Growth strategy.
Trying to open a lot of tap rooms all over the place. They're opening a tap room in Novato, apparently. Now they bought out Iron Spring. So I don't know. Like I say, it's a mixed blessing. It'll probably revitalize Fairfax a little bit, but it's sad. It's always a sad day when a classic brewery closes. Iron Springs has been there for a long time. And now, does that make me cool to be able to say that I brewed in a brewery that no longer exists? Does that give me like a lot of street cred?
Bear does not exist.
That's like saying, like, oh, dude, I used to brew for New Albion. Hey, 10 points if anybody knows who the fuck New Albion is. All right, that's all I got for you for now. Another thing, I'm reluctantly doing Sober October. That's just something I'm doing. And it's fine. It's going fine. I'm not as motivated as I was last year on it, but it's good for me, so I'm doing it. So cheers to Sober October. All right. I love you guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Okay, first, Paul, Sobertober, I remember you and... Last year, I meant to bring this up last week as the beginning of October, like who is doing Sobertober so we can support you and help you get through it. And yeah. I forgot to mention it. But so here we are. We got Paul. So Paul, I remember last year, Paul and Chu did it. And Chu was like, I'm never doing that shit again. And then Paul, like, sort of, he made it work for himself. But I felt like maybe I'm just confusing Chu's message with Paul, but I feel like Paul was also like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, I did it. It was cool, but I'm not doing that anymore. I felt like Paul was in that camp too, but apparently he's back. So, in order to help support Paul, for as long as he can do it, if there's any other listeners doing Sobertober and they're still able to listen to this show and still not drink beer, that's really the problem. If you're going to keep listening to this show and do Sobertober, that's very difficult.
Yeah,
because you need alcohol. One of the main ways to enjoy the show is to have beer or to inspire you to drink beer. And it's hard to get through a Sobertober and also listen to the show. But so we're backing you, Paul, as long as you can make it. If there's any other listeners that want to support Paul, let us know next week. And either email us or on social media or leave a voicemail. And so that Paul doesn't think he's alone out there Sobertobering.
Yeah. So my father-in-law is not drinking at the moment, and he claims the Heineken 00 is the best no alcohol beer out there.
That was sort of a consensus last year of that Heineken 00 is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And if you're if you're doing Sobertober, you can sort of ignore the big beer, indie beer versus big beer thing, and just like if it's good and non-alcoholic,
through your day.
Let's just forget about where it's coming from for the most part, unless it's AB. If it happens to be Heineken, we'll just overlook it.
Yeah. Underlook it.
And then the Iron Springs thing, that sucks. But then I always thought of Hen House as being a good indie brewer. I did not realize that Hen House has a sort of investment group behind it, which is less fun, but still, Hen House makes good beer. So I guess next time I'm in Fairfax,
See if this hen house has opened up yet. I still need to see the. I still haven't been to Marin Bruco. The producer took our child there a few months ago, and I still haven't been. And then there's also the remote tap room for not Alvarado Street, but the other brewery we've forgotten about that we used to talk about all the time.
Fieldwork?
Fieldwork, thank you. I gotta check that out. I need some rent. This damn pandemic ruined all my traveling. Now I don't want to do it no more.
Damn pandemia.
Thank you, Paul. And we continue on with voicemails.
Perfect pour. It's Donnie up here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest.
Donnie.
Well, sort of beautiful. Summer's over, so we got 6 months of gray. Anyways, what's been going on up here? A few weeks back, I snuck away to Vegas. It was a friend's 50th. We had a great time.
Yeah, you won all that money.
We hit a couple of local breweries, Abel Baker Brewing, Huddle Brewing, Nevada Brew Works. Good times. Last weekend, obviously it's fresh hop season, Five Rights Brewing, my home brewery in Marysville, had their Freshies and Friends event. That
Freshies and Friends.
Except for last year. This year, it was well represented. $18 got you a taster, five tasters, and a souvenir glass, and then you could purchase extra tasters. There was 11 breweries and 14 fresh hop beers represented. It was a wonderful time. This last weekend, we went over to Wazoo. No, not Sacramento. We went down to Pullman for homecoming. And my son wanted to do a campus tour because he got accepted there. He's not sure if he's going to go there. He might go to the University of Washington. Anyway, for those that don't know, Wazoo stands for Washington State University. We stayed in Spokane Friday night because it was so dang expensive. And we got into town late, but I was able to stop by three breweries and get some beer to go. We stopped by Lumber Beard Brewing. We stopped by Bellwether Brewing. And then we went to a brewery that was on my list called Perry Street Brewing. And Perry Street won Best IPA at the GABF, not this year, but last year. I have yet to try it. I'm pretty excited about it. Other than that, everything is good. Work is work. Stay safe. Check your dates. Oh, also, your guys' last episode, which I finished listening to this morning on my way up here to the ferry landing, had a little Northwest flair to it. I mean, come on. Pearl Jam, Head Full of Dynamite from Fremont. E9 Brewing is a very good brewery out of Tacoma. They have a real strong sour program. You said that Matt had that. He said it's been showing up down there. So that's a solid brewery. So I think you guys are missing the Northwest is what I think. Anyways, guys, thanks for all you do. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Donnie. Hey.
Thanks, Donnie.
Seattle had grunge. We like all the grunge, except for Pearl Jam. Yes. Which I don't really consider Pearl Jam grunge. It's just, it's part of the scene, but if you just looked at it, I would not consider Pearl Jam. They don't play grunge music.
Well, actually, what Pearl Jam does is appropriately grunge music. If you think back to the early 90s, when Mudhoney Honey was around, they coined the term grunge when...
I don't know. I don't have any.
Yeah. You're kind of close. A couple of the original grunge members are in Pearl Jam. I think it was from Mudhoney or Screaming Trees. I don't know.
Screaming Trees, Mudhoney.
Yeah. But whoever died. Whoever died, and then they started Pearl Jam.
That one dude died, and then, like, that one dude that was just part of, like, everybody respected in the scene. And then And then everybody like broke loose because of that.
Is it something? Because Wood is actually written for the guy.
Exactly.
For Andrew Wood.
There you go.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Fontaine and Jim.
Hey Jim.
What? He's back.
Fantabulous evening. Having a couple beers, doing all day drinking.
Yeah.
So hopefully you have played my email voicemail before this one. If not, stop, Mikey. Stop. Go back.
Stop. Stop.
Okay, that's enough time. So the magic number
six
for the Fontana Gym trivia
seven
question today is six.
Aha! What's up?
Damn.
What's up? What's up? On the best.
Even flow.
Even flow.
Just breathe. Better man. Release. And nothing man. Thank you all for playing.
Nothing man.
I know it was just for you three because fuck, by the time everyone else hears this,
well,
for the answers too, so fuck them.
Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim.
Fontana.
Oh, jeez.
You're freaking funny, dude.
Funny.
Could have been something, nothing man.
In the black circle.
Dun, 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 dun. Spin. Spin the black circle. They had what the at the Ohana Fest.
1, 2, 3, 4, 4
Chili
again?
Pepper, one of the original Chili Pepper guitarists. One of them. There's like three
the
original
that,
Chili Pepper.
The one that didn't die?
Yes, the one that didn't die. He came up and played.
Dave Navarro?
Not not Dave freaking Navarro.
Dave Navarro? Dave Navarro was there?
Dave Navarro was there? Bro!
Dave, did you get tattooed?
Yes. How much eyeliner did he have on his tattoos?
How much eyeliner did Dave Navarro have on?
Dude, was he having...
That's like a guess how many M&Ms are in the jar, isn't it?
How thick is Dave Navarro's eyeliner?
Yeah. How many tubes of eyeliner?
Did Dave use... thanks for leaving voicemails for us. Thanks for everyone contributing to the show. That was really great. You guys are super.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Her name.
I expect somebody new next week. Come on, give us something new.
What's new?
A new never voicemailer.
How long does it have to be since you
first time caller? Long time listener, first time caller. How about a short
circle count is new?
Yeah. Short time listener, long time caller.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So has somebody figured out how to call into our show without ever listening and make us believe they listen all the time?
Never time listener, several time caller here.
I mean, that was a joke that people would do. It's a first-time listener, long-time caller.
Yeah.
Who made that joke?
You know, you guys don't remember that one?
No, of course. But they still do it. I listen to Dan Patrick Show. Dan Patrick Show. Dan Patrick Show. People still do that.
This is the Green Tom Show.
Tom Green lives in a van, and that's very fitting for him.
Does he really now?
Yeah, he got one of those Sprinter vans and converted it into a camper.
Oh,
and
one of those
him
guys
and his dog, they just drive wherever. And he releases YouTube videos with like drone footage and stuff. And he podcasts and he makes music. And it's just very Tom Green.
Just thinks about Drew Barrymore.
He was on her show. That was another thing that he talked about. Was like that was the first time they saw each other since they separated.
Wow. Was it? Did they have a good conversation?
Well, yeah. Obviously, he was like typical Tom Green, where he's like staring through a wall, like 200 miles ahead of him. But
did Drew have to give him like a few hundred bucks to like? I hear Tom. Here's some cash. Go get a shower.
They played nice with each other. But it was kind of that way where it's just like, what are you doing now? Well, I have this show. And it's like, what are you doing now? It's like, well, me and my dog are in this Sprinter van and we just drive.
My brother-in-law has one. I don't know if it's a Sprinter van, but he converted a van into where you could sleep in it. And he get his job, they get per diem when they work out of town for like hotel and food. And so he'll just stay in his van.
Yeah.
Make that collect money.
Cash. Make the money.
Allegedly. Actually, that doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that. That's ridiculous. Nobody would do that.
Nobody would do that. That's a made up thing.
Totally made up.
Bearded Brewer 87, what did you drink this week?
I actually tried to make an effort to check in things that I've had. So it could be an influx of things. Oh. Maybe it didn't happen this last week. I just remembered it. Urban Roots did a collab with Kind for Nothing Brewing, and it was Kind for Nothing New England IPA. Really cool art, really cool name. People suck, for nothing. So don't be kind. From Moonraker, there was Cool Cool. Had an old pickup
Moonraker
truck
gonna
on
be
it.
At Capitol Fest? Yes. Come on.
I didn't see.
Cool, 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 cool. Regular show reference.
And then Hop Me All Mosaic's been on draft over.
Hop Me All Mosaic?
It's.
Is that Scotty B's beer?
Spoke Easy in the Urban Roots. Then there was. King's Brewing, which was controversial if the beer was good or not, but I will say
there's a lot of debate.
There was two key deciding factors for me picking up this beer, and it was not the label. I'll say that, but the beer is called Porch Bomb, and it was 100% Citra Double IPA. So between those two metrics, sold.
Sold. I haven't gotten a Porch Bomb in a long time, guys. I just want to say.
Boom. Porch Bomb.
Boom.
This other beer was also a collab. It was Urban Roots and Green Cheek. There's Point of Difference, 10% triple IPA. That was all right.
What? All right.
Yeah. It's better than not all right.
I guess.
It's not all right or not.
I want my socks blown off every single beer.
When was the last time you had a socks off?
I don't know, man.
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's sad. I'm going to go get a new beer. Well. Are you how any more, Matt? Do you have any more?
That's it. That was my effort to check in beers this last week. There's some repeats in between, but
there was some efforting. Bearded Brewery.
Some Tokyo Blacks.
On Untapped. The Nick 80. What'd you drink? Come on, go to the beer fridge.
Yeah, go to the beer fridge because I had no beer this week. If you are at the fair for the final weekend, there is one option for independent beer. Sierra Nevada has hazy little thing for most of their tap handles. And one booth we found has the Oktoberfest on. The Wine and Beer Garden has Barrel House, Full Circle, and maybe a Pendragon beer. I can't remember now. But
this is the fair we're talking about?
Yeah, so I didn't have any beer last week, so I'm telling you what I saw. All right. If you are going to the fair.
Yeah, that's
independent
good.
Wise. Good tip. So there's that. The only thing I did have beer-wise this week was my Tuesday night Big Sur IPA over at the Barrel House Brewing Company. Oh,
okay. I love gold!
New beer entering the show. This one, Sacktown talk this week. New Glory. Astro Haze, Galaxy Hazy, yes. IPA. I think, is this a new beer? And it's new to me, at least this is certainly a new label. 3-2-1 blast off. We're taking you to a delicious galaxy far, far away. Major haziness is brought to you by 2-Row Malt, Flaked Oats, and Wheat. Galaxy Ops and just a touch of Vic Secret Ops. Give this beer some major overripe pineapple flavors and aromas. The juiciness is out of this world. In the background, you'll get that sticky, earthy dankness. The beer has landed.
Sticky.
All right. I like the things in the description, so.
Wow.
Ooh. Yep, it is strong on the pineapple. It's all right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think if you like Galaxy, New Glory knows what they're doing. Probably at the Capital Beer Fest.
Probably,
bro. Well, I expect more drinking from Nick this week.
Okay.
This week Matt did well. Nick did not.
I mean, we were both at Barrel House and they had Raleigh Nelson that was really good, but you know, that didn't come to me till just 20 seconds ago.
Really Nelson?
It's a Nelson Pale Ale.
Ooh, I missed that one.
How'd you miss that?
I automatically just ordered Big Sur. I don't care who's there.
I don't give a shit. Give me Big Sur. Well, I've got these three new beers. Give me Big Sur.
I like pretending like it's my first time there. I'm like, let me see. I'll try this Big Sur IPA.
Like, what kind of beers are you into? I don't know. Like beers? Oh, okay.
Got any seltzer?
Okay, that seltzer the kids have been talking about. This week had a Moonraker Brewing Company beer called Juice Stack.
It's a good beer.
The Pure Project Brave Noise. I had that last week on the show, but I still had some left. I was trying to save it for each one for you guys, but, you know.
It didn't work so well.
No, you guys weren't. Neither one of you guys were walking by the house at any point that I saw. Oh, this week, man. So I'm like, well, I guess they didn't want it. I guess I'll drink it.
Get ready for your Ring camera to start going off all the time. Pedestrian. Damn it. Pedestrian. Stop walking by the house.
I think I'm done with all my San Diego beers now. Virgin Beer Company's Juice Press. That was good.
Juice.
A new one, at least, I think new one to me anyway, from Bike Dog, more Sacramento stuff, Tonal Shift.
Yeah. Ooh, I saw that. It looks nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good beer.
Yeah, no nice and clear.
No problems with that
how
one.
How clear is that beer?
Let me look at my picture I took. Looks pretty clear, because I don't really
remember. That's right. That's right. You just admitted to liking a non-hazy.
You just admitted to liking a clear beer. Damn it. Everybody's juicing. Everybody's juicing, baby. Folks, line it up outside just to juice down. From Virgin Beer Company.
How is that not a beer yet?
Funky Little Shack. Funky Little Shack. Tiki beers. Let's go.
Let's go.
I don't know what I'm talking about. There does not exist Star God. New England IPA. Star God. Drink that while watching the Rams win a game. And that Pure Project Wild Sparrow. I think I had it on the show last week, but I also had it not on the show. And there, that was my check-ins. I'm Dorktown on Untappd, and Bearded Brewery 7 and the Nick 80. Those are people to follow if you're on Untappd.
Cheers, 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 cheers.
Got some cheers, Matt. Do you have any cheers for us this week?
It wasn't planned. Boo. It wasn't.
Boo.
So, no.
Who had a birthday today, Matt? Who had a birthday today? Who had a birthday? Somebody important to you and Nick, maybe.
I'm not going to mention that on this show.
All right. Nick?
I promise you guys, I am not in no way sponsored by Barrel House. Just purely coincidental.
Oh, wait a second. Nick is like sly sponsored. Like every week is like, oh, I just went to Barrel
House Brewing in River Park this week. Open Monday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m.
So, shameless plug / cheers, my father-in-law's band will be playing at the Visalia Barrel House on the 15th, and then the Fresno Barrel House on the 23rd.
Wow, he's in that Barrel House circuit.
He's in the Barrel House circuit.
Is he going to play the Paso Robles Barrel House?
Yes.
Yeah, got that Barrel House action.
Get the Barrel House
tour, Barrel House tour.
Bill
Clifton and Chicken and Whiskey Band Barrel House tour.
Barrel House tour 2021. So go have some beers and see him play. I promise it'll be a good time. Or you get nothing back.
Legendary blues guitarist right there, guys. Got to go see him.
Yeah. Cheers to that happening. I'll probably beat the Fresno one. If not, mean.
What's the when's the Fresno one?
The 23rd of October. Those are both October dates. So Friday, as you're hearing this podcast, they're in Visalia.
Or Visalia.
Fresno.
I saw Matt went to Visalia recently. Kind of recently.
Whoa.
So I do recommend getting breakfast at Component Coffee. Really good breakfast foods, really good coffee itself. And it's conveniently located across the street from Barrel House, which opens at 11 a.m. on Sundays.
There you go. That's your Sunday right there.
And then it's also conveniently located down the street from Planning Mill. So,
good pizza and beer.
You can just make the day what you want.
Make the day as hazy as you want.
And there's other notable places in Visalia, but that's, you know.
Brewmakers.
Yeah. What about the Volkswagen shops?
What about Brewmakers?
Oh, yeah, Brewmakers. If you guys are not interested in going to Barrel House, Bill Clifton will be at Crow and Wolf on the 21st.
Oh, that might be.
Or Goldstein's on November 12th.
October 21st?
Yes, so October 21st at Crow and Wolf.
Uh-huh.
Or
Fresno
November
County.
12th at Goldstein's.
Fresno City.
Yeah. Fresno County. Goldstein. County Brewery.
Well, yeah, Crow and Wolf, or Fresno County Brewery.
There you go.
All right.
Doesn't just play at Barrel House, okay?
He plays at other breweries, okay? Beer places, okay? Yeah.
Cheers to our, all as always, our golden gods of the Perfect Pour. Golden gods are special people to the show. They donate their money every month to us. We take their money and we pay for all the inner workings that go on with a beer podcast. And we appreciate them. And in return, not only do they just donate some money, but we do are able to kick back a little bit extra. They get to hear bonus show. Like pretty much, you pretty much get to hear the whole session of us getting on Skype and figuring out what we're doing and then record the show. So if you ever felt like that, wanting to hear that, you know, become a golden god, and you can hear it all. Hear it all in all its glory. All of its unproduced glory. So big cheers to our golden gods. We honestly, I really appreciate it. Cheers to the producer. Producer had a birthday this week. So Dorktown listeners, the producer
big
had a birthday,
birthday
this week. Happy birthday to the producer. And
for her, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, maybe. And cheers to Ray Fossey. Oakland A's fans know Ray. Ray was a 70s catcher for the A's, legendary catcher for the A's, and then he is a long, long time TV and radio broadcast for the A's. He passed away today, so I just want to give a cheers to Ray. Ray was a great guy, and loved listening to Ray all these years. So, just want to give cheers out to Ray and his fans and the friends and family, and all the other Oakland A's fans out there. And as we watch the baseball season wind down, we won't have Ray coming back next year. So, big cheers to Ray.
Wow.
And cheers to just everyone that listens to the show and shares the show on their own social media and talks about the show. That's the only way this little podcast can grow. Because you won't see us on the NAGBW Awards. You only see us in your hearts. You know, man? And that's all that counts.
Oh.
So, thanks.
Mikey, who's going to the World Series right now?
That's tough because the Giants-Dodger game has just happened, and, I didn't see the score yet, so it makes it kind of tough. I'm going to say Dodgers. I'll say Dodgers, and that could be, could not even, that might not be an option right now as we speak, but I don't know, because we've been here in this podcast cave, and we don't know what's happened on the outside. That Giants-Dodger game that happened on Thursday, I don't...
Oh, on Thursday.
Yeah,
I see.
We've been in We've been in this airtight, sealed chamber of a podcast studio. We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It could be the Giants, but
I could go back in time and put money on the Cubbies.
I apologize to any listeners that are Giants fans, but I just, as an A's fan, East Bay, I cannot stand the Giants. They they take all of the attention, whether they suck or whether they're good. They fucking, and no matter how good the A's are, the Giants still take all the attention out of the Bay Area. Their fans are always dicks. Whenever I've been to an A's game, A's Giants game, the Giants fans are just fucking dicks. So I'm just like, what the hell? So I can't do it. Sorry, Giants fans, I can't do it. I know Tony Banks is a Giants fan.
It's a no
I know
for me.
But no, not man. So there, I said it. I'm sorry. We just lost all our San Francisco listenership.
But, it's okay. There's only three of them. They're fine.
Good,
dude. So they're going to go listen to the Brewing Network anyway.
I'm going to listen to the Brewing Network now. It's not the business.
Concord for life.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to The Perfect Pour. Really, really want you to have a great week. And, you know, why would we not want you to have a great week? So please.
Well, what should I do this week?
Drink beer. In a safe and sane manner, but just drink it. Like, have an experience with beer. Don't just, like, drink it and, like, do, like, stuff with it and not think about it. Like, sit there and, like, enjoy it. Enjoy your beer. That's really what I'm asking. Just enjoy it. And let it alter your, you know, let it relax you. That's what I like to drink beer for, is to quiet my mind. My stupid mind. Just drown my dumb mind. Just shut up, mind. That's what I use beer for. Just stop being stupid.
Stop being stupid.
But first, before you do that, you gotta check your dates. I'm mixing up the order here. You know,
that's all right.
Be safe. Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
turn the cam.
Don't drink. And drive, obviously. That's duh. So be safe. But you still got to have fun.
Yeah. Send us your recommendations for Personal Beer Gardens 2020.
Yeah.
22.
What you got? Edition. Yeah. Throw us some little interesting little thing you figured out in your beer garden that maybe not everybody has, but you got it because you're like, this is, I can't beer garden.
Are we air frying? Is 2022 about air frying?
You know what I do see a lot of is those pizza, those.
Oh, the portable pizza ovens.
Yeah, those portable pizza ovens. Those have been big this year. I see a lot of those on Instagram. Like, look, I got a portable pizza oven. Well, I think I might want that. But that also looks like work. Thing is, I can just order pizza and then it's here at my door in like 45 minutes. And
there
then
you
I
go.
Didn't do anything. But
you can put your pizza on the pizza oven.
The pizza
that
I ordered.
You ordered for delivery.
Yeah, I get like a Papa John's and then I put it in my pizza oven.
There you go. No, I meant just get the Me and Ed's box. Set it on top of the pizza oven.
Set it on fire in the pizza oven. Burn the box in the pizza oven.
Burn the
like,
box.
Like, I made it. I made this. Like,
wow, made this.
You made an exact replica of a meat and eggs. Oh, yeah. That's how good I am with my pizza, outdoor pizza oven. Now, I do kind of want one of those. A little bit. I'll use it, like, once, and then I'll just, like, gather cobwebs. Like, some... Yeah. Daddy Long.
Go back to the smoker. Smoke your pizzas.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to use a Traeger for us. All right. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
How's that for a show, Andy? Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.